Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, guys, we are back and excited to talk about Real Housewives of Potomac and Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
Nothing against the city, Austin, but why are we still there? Why? I feel like I live there now.
Yeah, it's yeah. In fact, because they were off for a little bit, then I watched and I'm like, wait, we're still in Austin?
Like that pool scene, I've seen it 82 times. I understand it. Now I feel like I live at that pool. That's like, I don't know. It was a lot. But then it starts out where Mia says Wendy got triggered by the connotation of using a shrine negatively. NECA says Wendy is trying to find a way out just in case she reveals anything. Wendy shares with Candace and Karen that her mother is sick in the hospital. She says this is why what NECA said was triggering to her. Do we think Wendy is using her mom's procedure as an excuse for her actions?
I don't even know what her mom's procedure was. They didn't even talk about it. We don't know how serious it is. I mean, anytime you're in the hospital and you have, like, my mom's going in next week, I'm going to take her for gallbladder, is going to be removed. So, I mean, that's always, you know.
So if you're an asshole to me, can you blame your mom's gallbladder?
Yes. That's what I think I'm going to do. I actually enjoyed this episode, but if I have to hear another housewife say they're triggered, it's so overused. Kind of like when people used to say, you bullied me.
Well, here's how I feel. I prayed to a shrine that I don't have to hear the word shrine again.
I'm so over the shrine storyline.
Well, then the women paint their interpretation of Karen. Ashley draws Karen with a Gucci belt. Wendy draws her with a crown and a mole with the hairs coming out. Karen is offended by NECA's drawing of her. Mia draws Karen in Surrey County with Ray driving a tractor. Candace draws an all purple Karen. And then our girl Robin came out on top because her drawing the blue check mark.
Yeah, the entire scene to me was hilarious. Robin painting the blue check mark was genius.
You want to know what else was genius? That Giselle spelled the word triple wrong.
She did? Oh my God. I mean, but Wendy drawing the mole with the hair coming out, I mean, it cracked me up.
Sorry.
But let's just talk about that. Do you have any moles that a hair grows out of?
I don't have moles, but I have this spot on my chin right here that grows three little hairs.
Oh, I have one that grows one.
Yeah.
And
so it's like,
and here's the weird thing. It's like coarse, but it's white. almost
sometimes
like
mine are white at the bottom, and but they are the strongest hairs. Like they're the type of hairs that even like the best tweezer couldn't pull out, and it's still like I get it out, and I could honestly like,
oh my god,
cut a diamond with it.
I know it's strong. Is so coarse. I'm like, why can't I have that kind of hair on my head?
I don't know. It's unclear. But the best part of these paintings is not only that Giselle can't spell triple, but then the women are so busy hating on each other that Mia has become the comedic relief of this group. And now we love Mia. Like, have you noticed that? I'm like, oh, I love Mia now. And then I started tracking everything that Mia did. Even when they went on stage at the drag show, I was watching Mia like a hawk. Like I was like, let me get my readers out to see if she was going to take that shot, and she didn't. So she's really sticking by her wine only beverage consumption.
Okay,
then we get to Ashley ask Candace why she got so emotional when she had previously bashed Robin on social media. Robin says none of them should use social media weaponize against each other. Ashley says the difference between you and me is I say it to the group and you say it to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? No one could really argue with that.
Well, let me just throw a wrench in that.
Okay.
Doesn't Robin use her podcast to talk about cast members on the show at times? Isn't that the same as Candace going on social media? What? It's just a different outlet.
But I think that's where you start to see Candace getting frustrated, and she's like, the line is always moving.
I feel like they hold Candace to a certain standard in this group. Like she said, the line is always moving.
Yeah. But I think the thing is that we're seeing is Candace, and I love Candace. I really, really do. I have so much fun with her every time I see her. I think she's good television. I'm not seeing her connecting with anyone this year, which is a little bit problematic.
Listen, let me just tell you something. As somebody that went through filming in the middle of a lawsuit, you are scared shitless to talk.
Yeah, good point.
And that's why I ended up in the bushes. And that's why I would hold back and not say things, because you're so worried. In an emotional state that it puts you in a really bad emotional state. So I could see that with her. Honestly.
Well, then on Watch What Happens Live, a poll asks if it was suspicious that Juan's FaceTime didn't work. 91% of people said yes. Robin doesn't think it was suspicious at all. If he was doing something, why would he answer the call? Okay. For me, I don't give a if it's FaceTime or no FaceTime, but if your person is calling you because they're upset about something during filming, yeah, I just want for once you to show that person a touch of empathy.
Empathy. Yeah, I think Robin deserves better. I think that he is not kind. That's what we see, you know, on camera, I can imagine. And you're always on your best behavior on camera for the most part.
Then they did the sexy walks, which I was like, if this were me, I'd want myself dead. First thing I needed to ask, when Wendy does her walk in that outfit, is that your same confessional look?
Mine was a dress.
But is it Mugler?
Yes. Yes. But some of those outfit choices were a little much. But then to go to dinner, but then to go to the drag show, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. But I'm like, oh my God, they're wearing these out to go to dinner.
But I got to say, if I am willing to put both my hands up and give something a double thumbs down, you better believe that
deliver.
I'm going to be incredible at whatever.
Yeah, it's you like, better deliver.
Yeah, you better believe I'm about to get on my horse and jump a 4-foot jump and look like the queen, not walk I, out like
wait
myself.
who did she do that to again?
NECA did that to Wendy.
Wendy, okay, yeah,
yeah.
I just found like, the two thumbs down. Yeah, I found it to be very immature, and it wasn't really that funny either.
Didn't think it was funny.
Another thing that I don't think funny, and I don't want to hear it again, is triple 20.
No,
just when I hit the triple 20, please don't ever say that.
How many years till you hit the triple T?
4 years.
I'm going to say it. And then I'm going to make everyone make paintings of you.
Oh,
but you don't even have any moles to pull out with hair. So it's going to be, it's very,
I had a little skin colored mole on my face right here that I had shaved off. I have a thing. If there's like a mole or anything on, I have to have it shaved off because you know why? I will play with it. I will play with it.
I know. I will always touch it. It's like
I will play with it. Yeah. A hangnail, anything, a zit, any little bump on my body, I will sit there and play with it.
Agreed. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and talk about Salt Lake City.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com. This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Okay, we are back with Robin and Dr. Simone. Andy asked them if they could forgive Monica after Reality Von Teese reveal. They both say no, it's unforgivable. The audience agreed at 75%.
Wow. You know, I got mixed feelings about it because I don't think we know the entire, you know, depth of it.
Yeah.
I, you know, for me at the beginning, I thought, well, if she's just going after Jen Shaw, then who cares?
Right.
And so I thought, what is the timeline? Did she stop when she was on the show? Was it solely her?
I just feel like there are six people involved.
The six people that all worked with Jen Shaw. And by the way, how do you say
all
you
worked on Reality Von Teese?
Yeah, but were they all girls that were connected to Jen Shaw in some way?
Somehow? I don't know, because I don't even know if the hair girl worked with Jen Shaw. Or was just Monica's best
started on the hair girl. I feel like we just don't know enough information. I'm sure we're going to get more information soon. We didn't get it in the first episode.
We didn't get it in the first episode, but we did get some juicy stuff.
But Andy, there is three episodes, so that's it's gonna
be them to get three episodes. That's good shit. Andy says it was touching when Monica cried to her mom, worrying about feeling left out with the labels. Monica says it was not about the bag, it was about entering this group. Monica says she didn't like that Lisa kept saying it was 60,000. Lisa saying, you know, and Lisa's smart. She stopped saying, you know, it had anything to do with the 60,000. It was because that particular diamond ring symbolized something with her children. I mean, we could all go back and forth however many times we want, but like, saying I only said the price three times, it's a lot of times to say the price. It really is. Like if I was like, I got this new purse, I told you once what the price was, I wouldn't need to tell you again what the price was.
Yeah. Do you think that the girls, meaning Monica, not Monica, Lisa, Heather, all of them, do you think that they're the ones that put out the rumor that Monica probably stole it? Or is it just something that was just, you know, created on social media?
Well, I think a big tell for me was once I saw the alleged court document where Jen Shah was suing Monica in 2021 for Reality Von Teese. That's where I then started being like, bullshit. There is no way Jen Shah didn't share with Heather or any of these other women what was going on. And this is some new surprise to them. I cannot wrap my head around that idea, especially if they went to those lengths to protect her, that she wouldn't have shared that information. Hey, this girl that worked for me for these couple months, like, you know, the stuff I tell you, everything. Right. Like if I feel like I'm being screwed over. But then Monica says she and Jen were friends and she worked for Jen because she needed help. But then it's almost like she wasn't getting paid, which then I got confused by.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, is it really a job if you're not getting paid for it? Or is that you're just an intern?
Well, I mean, I can say I've done a multitude of jobs, all which I was paid for, but that weren't necessarily like the world's best jobs, but because I hoped they would better my career. Was that to be on television? No. But like when I started at CAA and I worked in the mailroom and I shucked mail and delivered ice cream and worked there 14 hours a day, did I love it? Did I think like my life is changing because of this? No. But did I think I was going to meet a top agent that I could start working for and then build my career? 100%. And you know what? I did. Then I worked for the head of the company. Then I was the top, you know, paid assistant. Like all of those things happen. So them to weaponize somebody to want to work their way up is shocking. But I guess there is a different aspect because we're talking about getting on a television show.
She made a comment to Angie, like, being a bench warmer or something.
Yeah.
Bench warming bitch or something like that. I'm going to disagree with that because Angie's marriage was on one of the main storylines. So I don't agree with Monica saying that she was not involved this season because I think that Angie is very, very involved.
Is the quickest to forgive of the group.
Yeah.
But I do think that Angie is the most like conversational. Like she will talk about good things, bad things. She's not only trying to show one side, but I don't ever really love when one housewife kind of mocks another one for not being as in the mix as they are and kind of mocks them for it. But Angie says she was focused on Meredith being the one who spread the rumors about her husband and being gay. And she says she gave Monica the benefit of the doubt and felt sympathetic towards her. Monica laughs and says she didn't start this rumor. Angie tells Monica she was the one who brought it to national TV. This seems still confusing. Like the women are like, huh?
How about when Andy's like, rumor?
The rumor. Like, I'll never be able to say rumors again.
I know. I mean, it is confusing. Are you talking about with Meredith? Is that what you're talking about? The confusing part of it. If it wasn't the rumor she was referring to, why would she say the other rumor then? Like, is there another rumor you're talking about? Like, of course it was a rumor about her husband.
Angie. Yeah. But then Angie says this rumor never came up until this rat came out of the sewer. Okay. These kind of lines I don't necessarily love. I love Angie, but like the rat came out of the sewer. The same as like you bench warming bitch. I feel like those are practice lines. Whenever I hear a practice line, and granted, I have done some practice lines in my day, but I don't love it.
Well, when you have a practice line, it doesn't come across.
They felt practiced.
They feel practiced. I think that Monica's probably a person that brings that out on.
Oh, hold on. We have Kyle Richards here. Should we have her join in for a sec?
Hi.
Hi, camera.
Hi, Kyle. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We're here celebrating, but Kyle was asking me for all the information in regards to Salt Lake City.
I don't see all the shows, but I do see all the headlines and I'm like, what is the 411 on the Salt Lake City show?
So this is my question for you. If somebody were from your cast, you found out that they had created a, you know, Faces by Reality, blah, blah, blah. It was them.
I would be horrified.
you'd be horrified, but would you ever film with them again?
Well, first of all, I don't know any background, any of these girls, if they're, you know, any story about anybody, but would I film, not film with them again? I probably would.
That's what I'm saying. They have to do
but
it.
Here's the thing is I would be, I mean, I've had certain bloggers that really have come after me. I would be really disgusted.
But this particular blogger allegedly went after Jen Shah.
But were those
and
things deleted? Is that true? Because did she go back and delete the other things?
We haven't seen it.
But it could have been cleaned up before the show aired.
It could have been cleaned up.
Think about it. They were accused of it then. She was accused of it then. She could have gone through and deleted all those and only left the Jen Shah ones.
It's all true. But my
point that's why I'm saying we're missing information because we don't know. We don't see any of her going after castmates.
8,000 people. It's not like it's one. It's not like Queens of Bravo or one of those ones that gets so much attention. Like we're talking about someone. How many does Reality Vontisa?
30.
Reality Vontisa has 30,000 followers.
It didn't start out like that. It didn't start out.
Yeah. Four days ago, it had 8,000.
So, I think it started out at 5,000.
We know that if they were to find, if we were to find out they were cast members, we'd be like, "You are dead to me."
Could you imagine if you found out Sutton was running?
Hold on. What's the word? Listen, I wanted to let everybody know that I'm Christian Snow. Okay. Reality Vontisa. Oh my gosh, she's up to 43,500 followers.
The show. Yeah.
So
well, if she doesn't get asked back, then she can always go into blogging.
Well, like us.
I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm going to go down to meet the rest of the group. But if someone was doing that, that tells me a lot about that person's character. I don't know anything about her. I may have met her. I'm not sure because. Was she at BravoCon?
She was at BravoCon, but tucked off to the side.
I haven't seen. I did watch that show during the pandemic. I really do love Salt Lake and all the girls I think are great. But that tells me a lot about someone's character. That's shady. Wow.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I think that's what the women are saying. It's some shady stuff.
Okay.
But if you had, final thing, with the mic closer, if you were on a show and one of them had it, you would agree to film again.
Oh yeah, and then I would call them out.
Then you expose them,
snake that they are.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's the point. That's because what we want.
I mean, that's like
Right now they're saying they're going to fire her. Now they're saying nobody will film with her. I'm like, somebody's got to cave.
What? This is not Friends. We are holding out for $1 million an episode. Come on, guys, just do your job. Bye.
Do your job.
Okay, can you explain what a trampoline with eyes means?
Well, I didn't know what a trampoline with eyes meant until she said it the second time, which she said it just meant she seemed tight. And then it means just like your skin is so tight, there's only room for eyes.
Oh, okay. So that's a compliment?
It's not a compliment.
Angie, that was not a compliment.
Angie, listen, we know what a compliment is. A compliment's you look beautiful.
Yeah.
That's my favorite outfit. You have the best hair.
You know what a compliment isn't? Style. You know what a compliment isn't?
Your trampoline with eyes.
No, when Whitney says Justin wasn't wearing his ring because he gained too much weight. And his fingies got a little bit like sausages.
And then she's like, and then he put it on a ring. I was like, oh, hell. Oh, hell. Okay, then Andy asked Angie why she and Meredith are the ones spreading her legs outside the marriage. All this Angie and Meredith and Monica, it's just getting a little bit messy. But I have to say this. In closing, I know there's not even much more to talk about. We have to stop caring on how somebody got on the show or why somebody got
on the show. To me, it doesn't matter how somebody got
on the show. Once they're on the show, they're on the show. So just deal with it and let's move on and let's create good television. But us speculating on how, like, are we really going to go back in time and assume that I really knew Dorit super well because we have kids the same age and we decided to build this friendship and we were so tight. I met her day one of filming. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that brought me on the show.
I met Heather Dubrow day one of filming and I brought her on the show. Yeah.
It just, you have to suspend your belief a little bit.
Listen, guys, you know, the show, the network would love to have people organically come on the show, but not everybody that we film with as friends or not every one of our friends, real
friends. It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen for them. So sometimes they need to find that perfect person to come in and they got to figure out an angle. to bring them in on. So it's not a bad thing. It's not a fake thing. It's not a stage thing. It's just life. It's just how it goes.
Yeah. If somebody doesn't appear to be super close to mm-hmm. the friend they brought in, just take a moment and go, they probably know each other.
Right.
But this is also, you know, for convenience. But I love, love, love Salt Lake. I'm excited to see what happens on episode 2 and 3 of the reunion. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies, so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.